Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yes. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Daniel is engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Daniel's going to be with us Mondays, and Jason will be with us Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays. Welcome, Daniel. It's delightful to be broadcasting with Daniel. He's quite expert at operating the controls at Genesis Communications Network. Dr. Sergei Shuly-Sorin was expected to be on with us today. I don't know what is happening. You know, he is an emergency room doctor, and all kinds of things happen, you know, before the broadcast in his world. And so he may or may not be with us. I don't know. But Frank will be with us for the remaining hour and a half of USA Prepares. And as a matter of fact, he'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Sergei Shuly-Sorin is just connected. Welcome, Dr. Sergei Shuly-Sorin.
Hello, and great to be there.
Everywhere. Well, great. You know, I had a... You know, your life is pretty darn hectic. I mean, I know for a fact. and I was wondering, Dr. Sergei, is there a distinction in longevity? Let me give you an example. So for dogs, small dogs seem to have a longer life expectancy than medium or large dogs. So, for example, we've had an English Mastiff, you know, 200-pounder, actually a little over 200 pounds, and he didn't last very long, about 7 years. Thomas Jefferson was his name. And then we've had medium-sized dogs, German Shepherds, and they go, I'm thinking Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, you know, 10 to 12 years. And then we've never had a real tiny dog, but some people have them, and they go like Chihuahuas and Yorkshire Terriers and Maltese. And they go about 14 to 16 years. Is the same thing true with people? Do larger people, I'm not talking about just fat people. I'm talking about...
I'm trying to be accurate
in my description.
Yeah, no, I got you. We have two beings in our household who qualify as aging gracefully and into the sunset with flying colors. One is a human called Dr. Norm Shuly, who says hello, by the way. He's over 91 years age, his message is his birthday is coming up. It is December the 4th, it sends you wishes and prayers and everything you can for the well-being and just good spirits and health and everything. His message to the world, by the way, especially, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if you want to call it telepathy or maybe this is meant to be gotten out there, but that's exactly what we're talking about. You know, before I got to the clinic, I sat with Norm and we talked for a while. And I do my best to spend as much time as I can to learn and just to be, you know, just to keep company. And the wisdom that comes out of these conversations is tremendous. So today's wisdom, and I'd like to share this, is cheerfulness. Be cheerful and be happy. Be merry for the holiday season. We got Christmas coming up. We've got, Thanksgiving that just passed. We have a New Year's. We're surrounded by blessings. And if you want to ask, let's talk about longevity as we go along. What's the number one thing on longevity? Happiness. Happiness, and I'm at peace, no matter what. There's lots of other factors, but that plays into everything, including autonomic nervous system, health, metabolism. It's wonderful. Simple things. Doesn't cost you a thing. We also have a dog, speaking of dogs, Romeo, who is, I believe, 18 years old, turning 18 soon. He is a little mini wiener, and he's blind and he's deaf, and he's a tank. He's just, he's a lean eating machine, and God bless, he's enjoying it, still thinks he's a guard dog, again, God bless his soul. So longevity is everywhere. If I were to talk about longevity, that really has to start with the spirit, soul, mind, body, literally. Because first and foremost, they see a lot of healthy people can be very, very well. But a lot of us have the, programming or just in our mind, what we've been taught and how we've been brought up and what we saw with our family and culture and society and so on and so forth, is that, okay, I'm gonna live until this age and then I'm dead. A lot of people tell me 70, 50, 60. A lot of it is based on their parents' outcomes and, just family history and genetics. No, forget about genetics, it's epigenetics. You can change your genetics or modify it or, bring out what is better. But, a lot of people, have this game in their head. They will be dead by 70 or 80 years old, or 60 or 50. They are correct. If you think you're right, you will. Next level, of course, as we're talking about, is the mental, emotional, and a lot of what takes the years away from us is the anxiety, depression, mental anguish, stress, and literally limbic system, which is basically wonderfully addressed by Dr. Shealy's autogenic training, the PEMF unit that we talk about a lot, but there's a lot of other modalities. But, if you're not in charge of you, then who is? And who do you trust to be in charge of you? I trust nobody in this crazy world. Nobody. Not the government, not anything. Literally, we're living in the matrix. And if you actually follow, I have another program. It's called Wellness Wednesdays. It used to be called Wellness Wednesdays, then went to Wellness Fridays. Anyhow, just follow us on our social media. There's a show that I just recently played Matrix. The matrix of society, matrix of life, matrix of the lies that we are fed to believe. And literally, give it the energy and do what the matrix says, then the matrix is right. It's going to be perfectly correct. That's the system. But we got to step out of that if we want to do better. And then there's physical. And physical health, now there's where the basics, the lifestyle, the nutrition, the activity, the sleep, the rest, the regeneration, body mass, weight, smoking, or, other habits. But then there's also stress, limbic system. That's huge. That's huge. You can't be healthy if you're stressed. I mean, you're a ticking time bomb. And then, of course, there's metabolism, there's hormones, there's thyroid, there is the gastrointestinal, the biome, in other words, right, the center of it all. There is the immunity, there is the, and then there goes the rest of the body, all the organ systems. But not about it. And underneath it all is just one big essential concept. Be well. And that's the message. And interestingly, this is essentially what Norm and I talked about, believe it or not.
Well, this happens a lot with USA Prepares instructors. I find that individually, separately, we think of the same things around the same time, within hours of each other, whether it be Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, or Kyle, or Bert, or Greg Kathy, all of us, Rich, Dr. Fury, we seem to come up with the same kinds of thoughts about the same things independently. I quite find it quite fascinating.
Quantum entanglement,
So when a person is large, I mean, by nature,
mm-hmm.
does their heart have to work harder to pump more? Are there fewer cycles of the heart in a large person versus a small frame person? Is that whole true?
Okay, let's talk about large people. Okay, so for example, my body mass index was always bordering on the. Even when I was basically at my fighting best, and, you know, I've done martial arts and things, I was always at my skinniest, six-pack and all. I mean, you know, talking, you know, some time ago now. Now the very, I enjoy a four-pack and maybe a little beer pouch right down there. But, you know, that's, I'm happy with that for now, you know, given the lifestyle. But the bottom line is, you know, I was always, the body mass index was on a high end, and that's because of the muscle ratio. Now, what happens is that you don't look at the number on the scale, but if the frame is big, and you look in the mirror and you like what you see, wonderful, wonderful. If you're ripped, if you got muscles, which is good for metabolism, not just for the looks, wonderful. If you're thinner, or if the frame makes a big difference. It's like a car. Let's talk about a car that's got all kinds of junk attached to it that doesn't belong. And the engine might be good, but it's pulling extra, well, everything is doing extra work. Unnecessary. It's a strain. So same thing with bodies and spare tires and all that stuff. But it tells me to look deeper. It asks me to look for metabolism. What's going on under the hood? That's the big picture.
So when you see someone in the emergency room and the person mm-hmm. is just huge, like 2X, and does it come to your mind to say to that person, oh, we're going to patch you up, but if you could get down to X instead of 2X, you could probably live 2X instead of 0.5X.
You know, Vincent, I almost got fired about five or six times where every time I did that, so I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. I have a friend. Tourette's syndrome, and he would just say things. And one day, this is when I lived on the East Coast. We were in Walmart, and it just. Wow, she's fat.
It's the truth, you know.
It was the truth. It was the truth. But he said it, and he didn't just whisper it. He didn't just, you know, hey, you know,
yeah,
look over
there. Hey, there goes, yeah.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah. So yeah, I was just wondering.
The strangest stuff comes out. It's awesome. Yeah.
Can you describe for our class what Tourette's is, so that those who have Tourette's syndrome is what we're talking about, class. Can you describe a little bit about that so our class can understand what this really means?
What it is you're sitting down on a bench, there's a person next to you, they're, you know, I'll give you an example, you know, they're nicely dressed, everything is well behaved, and, you know, everything is looking very proper, and then all of a sudden, you know, just the I don't want to say certain words, but I mean, for example, you know, if that person could just go into a very loud, you know, just some kind of like bullocks this and bullocks that, and then just, you know, stare into space and just, and then come back in and say, and then probably will explain, hey, I have Tourette's syndrome, but please forgive me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sergei Sheely Sorens was MD, emergency room doctor. He's got a clinic with Dr. Norm Sheely in Springfield, Missouri. And if you'd like to make an appointment, go to the same clinic that I go to, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's the phone number to make an appointment. And you can have an in-person appointment. You can have a telephone appointment. You can have a video appointment. They're all available. And if you'd like to shop for vitamins, minerals, and supplements at the same place I do, normsheely.com, N-O-R-M as in Norman, Sheely, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. And if you'd like to look at the optimal health recommendations, there's a tab for that. And if you would like to enjoy the 15% discount that I do, USAPrepares15, USAPrepares15, as in 15% off. Dr. Sergei, does the heart have to work harder for people who are physically larger to pump vertically higher up in the torso? Does it actually have to work harder?
100%. 100%. And that's just biomechanics. So just wanted to actually mention a little fun fact about Tourette's. We started talking about it, but a really good example came to mind, personal example, that I of when I was a long time ago, when I was, well, oh, God, decades now, I remember I was in a training course, and it was some kind, I think it was CPR or some kind of a, well, basic resuscitation. And the instructor was being very, very silly, but just, you know, just literally being, you know, exercising power, so to speak. All I could do is just try to keep, you know, keep from laughing most of the time. But my partner, the one I was partnered with for CPR and all the stuff, had a Tourette's syndrome. And the once in a, you know, every once, you know, every few minutes, especially during this, you know, this experience, he just seemed to come out with very loud and spontaneous, you know, basically, I can't say this on the radio what he was saying is, but, you know, that literally brought a smile to my face because I was just saying to myself, you know, he's absolutely freaking right, you know, that's exactly what is going on here. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry, this is Tourette's. But, you know, that's what it is basically it's a nervous tic. It's a condition where people cannot control what comes out of their mouth. And they usually will let you know. And it's, you know, socially it can be very difficult and terrible. And it's a lot of it is stress and the nervous system. And when a person is able to work on biofeedback and kind of, well, it can help. So orogenic training, biogenics for this case. I mean, I've seen a few cases where it got a lot better. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of bring that back, you know?
It could be something like a wolf call, seeing a pretty girl and just, you know, kind of howling. I mean, I'm not actually howling, but saying the equivalent in words of, you know, howling. It's saying without a filter.
You know what?
Thanks.
It's the truth. It's the truth that it's the most raw truth that comes out that you will ever hear. You know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So when
and I was
so
thinking
when,
about
when a person comes out
about
and
your...
says, yeah, flipping bullocks and something like that, or some variation on that, you know, something that is literally flipping bullocks, you know, I mean, hey, that's all there is to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How many of us can do that?
Yeah, and when you're telling the story about the CPR scenario, what came to mind is, you know, your CPR partner, you know, might have said, "What an idiot! What an idiot!" I mean, that would be a mild version of what could come out of.
But he was right on target.
A mild version. Yeah. Well, I was reading an article about. It's called. The street name would be gas station heroin, and it's causing seizures in people, and I have a feeling they're ending up in the emergency room. And this is these little vials of an elixir that is really, really dangerous, and one of them is branded Neptune's Fix. Neptune's Fix. Have you had an experience with seizures based on gas station heroin at the emergency room?
Oh, God. Talk next time about it. Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't take these supplements, you know, to improve your energy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration says they're talking with negotiators in the Middle East in an effort to extend a 4-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Dave Collins reports.
Biden said the goal is to allow the release of more hostages. Speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts, the president expressed relief over Sunday's release of 40-year-old Israeli-American Abigail Eidan and other hostages.
Memorial services for First Lady Rosalynn Carter are set for today. She will lie in rest in the lobby of the Jimmy Carter's Presidential Library in Atlanta, Georgia, for public viewing. Rosalynn Carter's funeral will be held Wednesday in Plains, Georgia, where she'll be buried at the family residence. The wife of President Jimmy Carter passed away earlier this month at the age of 96. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life
with Extendivite. This can be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Frank's with us. And we're going to be talking about things that you can do in your life to make things more efficient. Frank, I've been working with this hydronic heating system, this outdoor wood furnace, and what I'm finding is that more and more people are starting to heat with wood and using hydronic systems because they're simple, they're relatively easy to maintain, they don't have a lot of moving parts, and they're enjoying, I won't say free heat because you'll need a chainsaw and a strong back, But more and more people are trying to get away from being 100% dependent on the grid. Are you seeing the same thing?
Well, I'm up north, so it's been for a while that people are trying to get out of the grid. As a matter of fact, up here, it's so expensive to run a hydro line to some of the places where my customers live that the choice is very clear, just not be on the grid. But, of course, a whole bunch of things comes along with that, and now they have to have some sort of propane system that doesn't use hydro, and so you get into your propane fridges, which I love fixing them, propane stoves, which don't need any electricity, and some sort of a backup generator. So, but obviously wood too. The unfortunate thing, and this is where I feel sorry, it's such a beautiful way to go, but it's darn expensive if you don't learn how to do it proper yourself. But then that's where we come in. You've done yours. I've done a couple of setups. I don't have one myself. I've done a couple of setups for people that do have these oil for wood furnaces. And, of course, I don't know if our students remember one of the biggest drawbacks or one of the biggest complaints that I felt had from customers after they installed this. Gee, you know, the smoke is too close to me. And I still remember you going around with little buckets trying to see where you were actually going to install that. And you know something? That is such a great point for our students to keep in mind, because there's nothing more devastating than spending $30,000 or whatever. I mean, it depends what you buy, yeah? And then find out that you just can't take the smoke that's coming in through your door.
Yeah. What Frank is talking about is before we installed our outdoor wood furnace, I took some buckets and I started some fires in small buckets. You know, think of it like a pail and, leaves. And we can actually, create white smoke and watch where it goes and do it over a period of, a week or 2 weeks and look at the different wind patterns and find out where the smoke will blow away from your house rather than toward your house. And because if you put your outdoor wood furnace in a location where the smoke blows to your back door, that's a terrible, or your back porch, that's a terrible thing. And these smoke particles, believe it or not, class, are quite large. In the scheme of things, and I'm not talking about baseball size. I'm talking molecule size. But what happens is they fall down pretty quickly. So it and what I found is amazing. I found that there were some saplings that were growing up around the wood stove, and of course, there's a tendency to say, "Well, we'll get them later. We'll just, if they seem to be a problem, we'll cut them down before they." Become so big that we can't cut them down. I'm talking about trees now.
Mm-hmm.
And the trees love the smoke. I mean, they love it. They do. They thrive because of the additional carbon dioxide. It's like we are fertilizing the trees that are directly around the wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what, some agencies would say, y'all are causing problems. But the trees love it. They thrive. It's hard to imagine what I'm saying being true, but I can prove it, because if you look at the saplings that were the same size that were growing up a little bit distant from the wood stove, they're not thriving as much. They're not as tall. They're not as vigorous as the trees of the same species that are in the plume of the rising smoke. So just a couple thoughts, class, but make sure if you're going to put in a wood stove, you do a test and find out where the smoke's going to go. And and you don't want to have one if you have neighbors that are nearby. Our neighbors can't smell our smoke, and we can't smell theirs.
Where I live, there's a church that all they do is wood burn, and sometimes, especially on Sunday mornings, you can see the smoke coming right. It's a great way to have to say, "Hey, time to come to church." But it's I always find it funny.
Yeah.
But now that we're into a bit of the wood stoves, two weeks ago, I went and changed the pump in one of those systems, and the customer was asking me, "I'm having a hard time getting it to go." some people are telling me I should start a little fire in the back. Some people are saying I should start a little fire in the front. And they kind of ask me, which one would be the best way to start a fire? In my mind, I think it depends where your flue is, because some models, the flue pipe is in the back part, and some are in the front part. Am I wrong to say that, Vince?
No. That's exactly correct. And in our case, I selected an outdoor wood furnace made by a company called Central Boiler. Mm-hmm. Central Boiler, two words. And it's a naturally aspired system. So it doesn't have a blower that blows outside fresh air onto the flame, you know, through the front or the bottom. It actually just has a damper that opens up. And it's dependent on the temperature of the flue being higher than the temperature of the air inlet. And what happens is the flue temperature will pull a very small vacuum through the firebox because of the hot gases trying to escape the chimney, if you will, the flue pipe. And what I do is I build the fire in the front because the flue pipe is in the back. And what I'm looking for is the longest path for the fire, the heat, to travel through the firebox. Because if I had the fire right next to the flue, I'd be wasting a lot of heat. It'd just be going up the flue. So I want a long travel path for the heat, the fire, the flames, the smoke, all that to travel and bang up against the roof of the firebox, if you will, the sides of the firebox. And we've experimented over the years with different techniques. And this is kind of interesting. Well, for the minimum amount of wood to be used in the firebox, we have a large firebox, and the wood stove that we selected has a 5 feet by 4 feet wide. So it's huge. I mean, you can crawl inside there. When people look at it, I go, yeah, you put two bodies in there. Which takes a smile right off their face. But the idea was that if we wanted to burn a Christmas tree, I'm not saying that we do, but if we wanted to, we could just cut one in half and just push it
around,
and yeah, it would fit. So it's got a big door. Mm-hmm. It's got a big firebox. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to be not restricted into small logs. We can put, you know, 4 foot, even 5 foot log in there if we wanted to. So, but what I found out was that if you build the fire in the center, near the front, the path for the heat to travel is the longest and it's the most efficient. But sometimes the fire goes out. So what we've experimented with now is piling the wood along the left side near the front and the right side near the front and leaving a small valley in between the two piles of wood in the wood stove. So it forms like a U, where wood is piled up on the left of the firebox and the right, and the air enters from the front across the whole front of the door, the opening door. And that seems to allow the wood to last longer, but I don't think it's quite as efficient, but it doesn't go out. The fire does not extinguish itself. So are things you can try.
Well, I think then I did give the right information. There was a common sense answer. Anyway, so, so I don't know.
You were replacing a pump, is that right? Is that what you
were
doing?
Yeah, I was replacing right on the outside part, one of those little Grundfos pumps, red.
Yeah, Grundfos is red typically, and Taco, T-A-C-O, is kind of a greenish, light green. Well, here's, you know, it's interesting. Dr. Sergey mentioned that USA Prepares instructors seem to think about the same things at the same time, independent from each other. Well, that was one of the things I wanted to talk about, and that was number one on my list for today. And that was number one on your list. So, interesting. But here's what I wanted to share. I have experimented for 10 years with these outdoor wood furnaces. And when we bought it, it came with, they recommended that we use a single speed Taco type pump or Grundfus, Grundfus, I believe is how it's spelled. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to put in a three speed. So the pump that I put in has a little selector. It's like low, medium, and high. So low speed pumps less water per, you know, gallons per minute, if you will, than medium, and high speed would pump the most. But high speed uses more watts, more electricity to pump. And there are more revolutions of the motor on high speed because the motor's turning faster.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that I want this thing to run at the lowest speed for a couple reasons. One is to reduce the electricity consumption of the motor. Two, have fewer revolutions so the motor would last longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. The next thing I experimented with, well, actually simultaneously, is that our outdoor wood furnace can sustain 180 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, that's great for pumping water through the ground and heating the house as quickly as possible. But what with the 180 degree temperature water coming out of the wood stove, there's a greater potential to lose more heat through the pipes that are in the ground that are insulated between the house and the wood stove. So if I could lower that and get it closer to the ground temperature, I would lose less BTUs. So what I did was I experimented this summer with about 156 degrees, something like that, which is really, really low.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked all summer, and we had plenty of hot water. Plenty.
Wow.
Could not run out of hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, you know, in the 20s outside overnight, and I'm running at 163 degrees. So I bumped it up a little bit. And here's what I learned. The pumps last way longer, at 160 degrees than they do at 180. I'm talking probably three times longer at 160 degrees. Have you found that as well?
Well, I go up and repair. I don't have the ability to do the same experiments that you do. So I totally and I agree with you just from a technical point of view. If you're obviously having hot water going through a pump that's producing its own heat, and it's going to last. But to continue on, like this gentleman had this, it was a I think the same one as you do,
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Pacheco's with us in up north in Canada, and he installs gas fueled systems, you know, vapor gas. And he repairs appliances. And he's a wealth of information. He does a lot of work on a lot of different kinds of equipment. In fact, you were talking about one of your customers who has an outdoor wood furnace and you replaced the pump. How did the customer know that there was a problem with the pump?
Basically, he kept saying that he was losing, you know, there's that little spitting on top. If the boiler gets over hot, it kind of spits out the water.
Yeah.
I guess the vent.
Yeah, right.
And of course that was not natural. He looked at it. That was not natural. And then the other thing is obviously he wasn't getting as much out of, because he has the hot water tank, very much like the one you have with that little, thing on the side, which I think that's so clever the way it does. But he also had a radiator in his furnace, and he was also feeding his little shop, which was on the other side of that house. So things were not working 100% properly. So let's put it this way. And so I got called in, and I mean, it was one of those things where you could see the pump was very hot. Now, I don't know if you have this little thing I managed to get from, I think I go to so many seminars. There's this little magnetic component that you put in the back of these pumps, and the magnetism of the pump makes it go around. Are you familiar with that at all?
No.
I should find one and send it to you. But the thing is, because it's very hard, those pumps, because they run so quiet, to make an actual decision if they're actually not going around or going around.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about the cartridge, right? A replaceable cartridge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm familiar with those. So, class, what we're talking about is a water pump.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it's a small pump, typically maybe 1/25th of a horsepower, very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
And they are called cartridge pumps. And what happens is when the bearings fail, because the impeller is immersed in water, and right on the other side of this bearing and seal is the electric motor.
Mm-hmm.
When the seal fails, the bearing fails, or when the bearing fails, the seal fails. Either way, and you can replace the whole cast iron pump,
or
you can replace just the cartridge, which is easy to replace. It's the size of a coffee cup, except a smaller diameter. That's about it's the size of a jar of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a power cord to it, and you just replace it. It's secured by a mechanical means with like bolts. And there's an O-ring to keep it from leaking. It's a great, great design.
It's great, yeah.
And it's you don't have to take the whole pump out. Now, in our case, I have replacement cartridges, and I have replacement pumps, and I have Grundfos and Taco.
Wow.
And they're both really good brands. Well, my concern was, what happens if these guys go out of business? And the price of the pumps keeps going up. It used to be about $80 a piece. How much is a pump now, Frank? I'll bet you it's $150.
They were $195, almost $200, but you can get the cartridge for a bit cheaper.
Right. And there's no reason to get anything but the cartridge. It really doesn't buy you much to get.
Unless you don't get exactly kind of the same model number, then so we have to be careful about that. So,
right.
And if our class students have their are familiar or have such a thing, if it does come to be a problem, there is a plate in the back that tells you exactly what cartridge number you should be getting. And class, do what Vince does. Do it now if you have such. And it doesn't matter for whatever it is, Grundfos. Or doing it for the water, like the outside wood boiler, or even in your house, go to it if you have such a pump, Grundfos or Taco, and look in the back and get a model number and see, like, and if they have it available, that cartridge, get it, because I'm guaranteeing you that it will seize up. Of course, Vince, my first thing was, I'm going to do what? Vince, let me check my capacitor, because there's a little capacitor on top. You familiar with
right.
that? Huh?
That's right.
Well, the best thing to check a capacitor, class, is the old-style, very cheap, basic ohm meter. I don't know. I mean, there is an actual capacitor tester, and I have this thing. But I've also bought, a $10, $20, $15 multimeter analog home hardware. It's what I carry in one of my box, because I don't care if it gets lost. I don't care if the dog bites it and hides it. I've got so many tools like that thing. But, that ohmmeter, that analog ohmmeter, by putting the capacitor in one side, in the needle.
Yeah. What Frank's talking about is you take the red lead and the black lead, and you put one on each side of the capacitor, and then you reverse it, and you see if the needle moves. If it doesn't move, you got a dead capacitor. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.